Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting freedom, peace, wellness, health, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management. We'll start out by hearing more of this song, A Little Bit of Hope, by Illy Rap in New York City. And then we'll be joined by author Vida Stram in the state of Washington, USA. Vida is the author of What to Eat When You Don't Eat Animals. Also in this episode, we'll be hearing the newly released song by Entice, the lyrical vegan. The song is titled, Where's Your Humanity? I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. Here's A Little Bit of Hope by Illy Rap. Protect the baby.
The need for veganism. Hopefully they plant the seed I give them. Don't eat the victims. It's not sweet if the bees is missing. Don't throw planet E off of equilibrium. How crazy would that be? Complete delirium. They take a baby calf and then split it in half. It twitches and spaz. How sad and cruel in fact. Exactly why I ain't cool with that. They'll never play me like a fool. I went to school for that and I'm never going back. My head is intact. Instead, I connect with the raps. You gave respect because of plaques. Whether your stats make you better, in fact. To me, you'll forever be whack. I can never sit back. Remember how they dismembered us blacks. Like the animals who plant our own food, or we stand to lose. Like a lion rips apart its meat. But you're not the king of the jungle, pardon me. It's no wonder why many of us die from heart disease. We're not carnivores, we're strictly herbivores. Look at the side to side grinding when you work your jaw. But you don't have a curved pointed claws that you dig in your prey, and I never heard you roar. I am truly involved with fighting for animal rights. It's a plight, but my kahunas is large. I am duly in charge. They say the last hope for the hood. It's all good, I don't consume any lard. But that don't make this smooth, what I'm doing is hard. Trying to convince you to grow some food in your yard. It's like pulling a tooth, here's a suture and gauze. Cause I believe in healing and I don't concede to killing.
August is Black Philanthropy Month and also National Black Business Month. There are a lot of black vegan-owned businesses.
Throughout our history, there have been many different forms of oppression. Take it from me. I'm black, I'm female, and I'm gay. And there were a lot of people who fought to keep those injustices going. And animal abuse is just another form of injustice, another form of oppression. The violence, the terror, the fear, the pain and the suffering that they endure. You wouldn't even wish it upon your worst enemy. And there are a lot of people fighting to keep that oppression in place. It radiates their apathy and their moral bankruptcy. Entice, so nice. Where the hell is your humanity? Where the hell is all your empathy? They're both lost, your dark inside, but you could find it right in their eyes. But you gotta look. Stop being a crook, chopping up bodies you wanna cook. Doesn't matter the abuse it took. Where the hell is your humanity? Where the hell is all your empathy? They're both lost, your dark inside, but you could find it right in their eyes. But you gotta look.
stop being a crook. Chopping up bodies you wanna cook. Doesn't matter the abuse it took. Hell is open and the devil is here. All of his workers are standing in here. You protest with your whole chest. You're supporting violence and you're obsessed. In a slaughterhouse on their last breath, you're gonna be there with your whole set. You taking your kids?
Yes, daddy.
Showing them how it really is. Oppression being supported. Yeah, I know when that was recorded. Back in the day when they were picking the cotton and they were imported and they were exploited. And back then, they also fought it for liberation. They also ignored it. And now you're following the same path.
Infecting this world with all of your poison.
Animals that were in freedom, but all of you wanted them to go back. You want them dismembered that bad. You want to do it right in your own shack. Back to the oppressor. How is that anything better? All they're going to do is take the flesh. These babies will die. You and the devil, you sit together. Where the hell is your humanity? Where the hell is all your empathy? They're both lost, you're dark inside, but you could find it right in their eyes. But you gotta look. Stop being a crook. Chopping up bodies you wanna cook. Doesn't matter the abuse it took. Where the hell is your humanity? Where the hell is all your empathy? They're both lost, you're dark inside, but you could find it right in their eyes. But you gotta look. Stop being a crook, chopping up bodies you wanna cook. Doesn't matter the abuse it took. Stop calling them meat,
stop
calling them beef.
Stop.
You're the real thieves, they escaped from their oppression. Cause it's nowhere that they wanted to be. They found a new life with a family that allows them to live murder free. You all see them as food, and they see individuality. But reality, you all want them to suffer so violently. And you won't quit until finally it's your dynasty that they're upside down so lifelessly. Why you doing this so spitefully, creating all of this rivalry? Shut up and move silently. Let them all handle it privately. But oppressors, they gotta unite. Taking the flesh, they gotta fight. Arrest the ones that try to do right. Applaud the ones that take a new life. Support the ones that's holding the knife. None of you have chose to do right.
We're listening to Entice, the lyrical vegan. Where's your humanity? Soon we'll be joined by author Vida Stram. Vida Stram is the author of What to Eat When You Don't Eat Animals, Menus and Ideas to Inspire People Who Want to Eat As If Life Is Precious.
Where the hell is your humanity? Where the hell is all your empathy? They're both lost, you're dark inside, but you could find it right in their eyes. But you gotta look. Stop being a crook. Chopping up bodies you wanna cook. Doesn't matter the abuse it took.
A society supporting violence and supporting oppression is a lost society. And we've been lost for a long time. Damn.
Where's Your Humanity? I Entice, the lyrical vegan. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Vida Stram, who's joining us via Skype in Camano Island, Washington. Vida Stram is the author of What to Eat When You Don't Eat Animals, Menus and Ideas to Inspire People Who Want to Live As If Life Is Precious. Wow. Thank you very much, Vida, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you. I'm really happy to promote this because it's good stuff.
Yes, I'm excited to hear all about it. Let's hear a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was 42 years old. And a friend came to my house and showed me a picture of a poor little lab monkey in a restraining chair. And I said, my God, we have to stop this. Who do I call? And I went to a Last Chance for Animals meeting that night, and my life turned 180 degrees, and I became committed to animal liberation. And then I did a lot of volunteering and a lot of demos and protests. And after about 3 years of being a vegan, I realized that even people who really get it about animals and don't want to participate, they literally didn't know what to eat. So I just started asking everybody I knew who was vegan what they ate. And I put together the first version in 1992. And every few years, I've updated it and changed it. Recently, I met on Facebook David Hoey, and he does great memes, vegan memes. So we just started talking, and I told him about the guide. And he has a huge resource. His site is Pop 80s Animals. He loves 80s music, and he wanted to get people who love 80s music to get to the site so that he could teach them about animal rights and veganism. He did a wonderful job. We worked really for months and months getting the thing done, the guide done. And one of the things that we did was we have hundreds and hundreds of products, vegan alternatives to other things. And he found all the links. So you can go to the link and find out where to buy the products. So that makes it very easy. And the other thing is we have sections. One is the impact of eating animals on humans, and the impact of eating animals on animals, and the impact of eating animals on the environment. So it has, like, besides just the products and menu ideas, a lot of facts. And after 30-some years of activism, I can honestly say it's probably one of the nicest pieces of literature I've seen, because it does cover so many things. It's just really great. I'm proud of it. One of the things in doing it was I've been a lifelong atheist, and I've been working for the Christian Animal Rights site, all-creatures.org, since 2008. And in dealing with, you know, people who want to go vegan and didn't know what to do, I've been dealing with a lot of very religious and very spiritual people. And it's given me a lot of tolerance, because I don't believe a lot of what they believe. But if people want to care about animals, then they can believe whatever they want. You know, my job is to get people to be vegan. I kind of see I am a vegan creator. That's my mission. And it's been just a joy to have the variety of new friends I have in my life since I became vegan, of course. So, that's pretty much, I can talk more about the guide. Is there something specific that you want me to talk about?
That's great. Yeah, let's hear about the guide.
Well, if one, how to find it is you can go to all-creatures.org/what-to-eat. all-creatures.org/what-to-eat. You can actually go and search for what to eat when you don't eat animals. And so far, I'm the only one that pops up, which surprises me. Or you can go to David's site, which is 80spopanimals.com. And what'll take you to a page that really describes what's in the book and who it's for. And then there's a link to download the most recent PDF. We're redoing it about every 3 months. And what we change is products come and go. Some companies, unfortunately, that we love their stuff, they go out of business. And some companies who used to be vegan all of a sudden started putting animals back into their products. So we have our products, as far as we can tell. We did our very best, you know, investigations. These are vegan products. And it's just important, because a company that's vegetarian, really, they just don't understand, and people don't know, that we're talking about probably, I don't know what the exact number, 95 or 96% of the animals tortured and killed for food are dairy cows and laying hens. So being vegetarian is literally, it's spitting in the wind. You know, if the people who are vegetarian for the animals, they really need to be vegan. It's just a great resource. I'm really, really proud of it. David and I did a great job. And one of the things we hope people do is just share the link. And we have a PDF on there that you can just print out little business cards that have a QR code on them. So people can just scan it, and it takes right to that page. You could, you know, copy the link onto your site and all your social media, and just have people, you know, scan that QR code, because people love that stuff.
You tuned in to Vegan Nation. Marlene in Massachusetts. After this little musical interlude, Calf Song by Will Tuttle. We'll continue our conversation with Vita Stram, the author of What to Eat When You Don't Eat Animals. Thank you. menus and ideas to inspire people who want to live as if life is precious. Please join us on Vegan Nation right here on WCUW 91.3 FM every Tuesday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Vegan Nation features local, national, and international news, events, interviews, and music on the vegan lifestyle. Listen worldwide at WCUW.org. Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and the globe. Thanks for tuning in.
Like vegan alternatives to ice cream and vegan alternatives to cheese, and also a bunch of menus. And I hate to cook. I mean, I hated to cook before I went vegan, and I hated it afterwards. And I make 2 to 3 great vegan meals every day that are really delicious and very, very, very easy. So the guide is really how I eat. And if people want to do their 19 ingredient stuff, and they can do that. But I don't like to cook. I want to eat in like 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So the book is really, it's really designed to get people to see all there is to eat that didn't cause any suffering. And you can actually, right now with the environmental disaster we're in the middle of, well, or the end of, whatever, we have to stop eating animals. It is just, if it's not the most, it's real close to being one of the major causes of the destruction we see. It's just so important that people understand. This is not just because we think cows are cute or that, you know, we want people to be nice to animals. It's just crucial. It is vital now. You know, 30 years of doing this, and I think, Marlene, probably 2 or 3 times a week I hear some other new horror that you can inflict on animals that I never heard before. And so it's just this endless, endless pit of despair. And to do something like this project and to have people share it just really gives you a sense that you can have some impact. That I think there's this human characteristic about, well, it's just me, I'm just one person, what possible difference can I make? This is really an example of how one person can make a difference. So I'm just hoping that people share the link. Again, it's all-creatures.org/what-to-eat.html, or go to David's site, which is 80spopanimals.com, and print it out, pass it around, share the link, and definitely get the business cards. They're really adorable. You know, it's got the cover is so bright and colorful, and the cards have that cover on it. You know, we're not trying to proselytize. We're just really hoping that we get people to stop eating animals. It's the most important thing, and it's the easiest, simplest thing that everybody can do several times a day. So I consider it my legacy, you know, of all the activism I've done and, you know, all the work that I continue to do. I really think of this as, you know, I could die tomorrow and be real happy. Because it's just, it's a great piece of work. So I hope people look at it and share it. And I guess that's, you know, I could talk forever about it. Do you think of any questions?
Thank you, Vita. I'm very grateful that you created What to Eat When You Don't Eat Animals, Menus and Ideas to Inspire People Who Want to Live as If Life is Precious. Thank you. And how old were you when you went vegan?
I was 42. and I'm 75 now. And 75, yikes! How did that happen? And, but, you know, and I talk to people who, you know, were born vegan. I'm just like, I'm so jealous, you know. But, you know, you do it when you do it. And the sooner you do it, the happier you'll be. And I don't know people who ever said, they're glad they waited. That, you know, it's like, I wish I'd done this before. I wish I'd been vegan before. And like I say, I hate to cook. And I know people who become amazing chefs after they go vegan. And you should do that if you want to, but I'm not. But anyway, I just really, I hope people share it. It's really, really good. You'll be proud of it. You'll be proud to share it.
Thank you, Vita, and thank you very much for this vegan guide.
A friend sent the link to a friend, and she told her that she was in the grocery store. She just, it's a PDF, so she just opened the PDF and was walking around the grocery store looking for the product. So, you know, you can take it with you. It's good. We need to have something shift immediately on the planet in a major, major, major way. And when people make this leap, it just opens up so many other things in our lives. There's just something about, I'm not going to participate in this horror anymore. And all of a sudden you find other horrors that you've been participating in, and it's like you don't need to anymore. You can live a life with integrity that's, you know, in line with your ethics. And it's delicious. That's the other part that people don't know about, that it's just delicious. So thank you, Marlene. I really appreciate the opportunity. I just hope, you know, share it. And we do, like, the PDF will get updated every 3 months, so that's why we send people to that one page. And then we can have it, you know, be updated and give people the best information.
Thank you, Vita. And much thanks to David, too. What is the link to What to Eat When You Don't Eat Animals? Menus and ideas to inspire people who want to live as if life is precious.
Yeah. It's all-creatures.org/what-to-eat. And again, if you just type in, you know, on search, what to eat when you don't eat animals, chances are pretty good you'll find it.
Thank you, Vita.
It doesn't say vegan, if it doesn't say vegan or Vita on it, it's the wrong one.
Oh, thank you very much, Vita. Thank you very much
for
what you do, and also thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you. This is great work you're doing. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, Vita, that was wonderful.
Yeah, I do a really great newsletter every week. All Creatures has been around since 1996. So we have an archival site that's just phenomenal, and I'm on hundreds of email lists. So I have this, there's this wide variety to just show all the different kinds of activism that, you know, is going on all over the world and different kinds of activists, and it's pretty amazing. And then we have a whole section in our newsletter for religion and spirituality, because that's a whole, people don't know that the whole vegan Christian movement has just really exploded in the last 5 or 6 years, which is definitely needed. Because I'm not religious, and people who are religious need to talk to their religious friends about, you know, why be vegan. So that movement has exploded, but it's a really great newsletter. There's probably 20 or 30 articles every week in the newsletter. It really gives people a good sense of a lot of what's going on for animals. We're so lucky, Marlene, that we found this. You know, we're lucky. The animals found us.
Yes, yes.
Really spectacular.
Yep.
So we're lucky.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. Much thanks to all our listeners, and much thanks to Vita Stram, Illy Rap, and Entice the Lyrical Vegan. Here's another song by Susan Andrea Warmington from Jamaica, now in New Orleans. How Could I Live? I dedicate this song to all the animals in the lab animal breeding facilities, the laboratories of Big Pharma, the military, chemicals, and all the animals at the farms where they've been, quote-unquote, free-range, grass-fed, and then betrayed onto the cattle dealer truck, the slaughter truck, the auction, and the slaughterhouse. After we hear Susan's song, we'll hear from DXE, Liberation Song, with vegan activism. Human freedom requires animal liberation.
If you should say goodbye, just like a rose, if you don't water it every morn, it withers and it dies. Promise you won't leave me. Promise you won't hurt me. Promise you won't ever make me blue. If you ever leave me, if you should desert me, baby, I don't know what I'd do. I really don't know just what I'd do. I really don't know just what I'd do.
Something about it. You say I'm different, so you treat me less than that. But you are so wrong about me. Yes, you are so wrong about me. 'Cause I'm like you, I feel pain, love too. I'm you but in a different body. Life inside my body. Let me be free. Freedom from your tyranny. It's all I've ever wanted. It's all I've ever wanted. Liberation.
This is the Liberation Song, written by Ernesto, sung by the DXE group at one of their nonviolent direct actions.
Go on, be brave. Go out there, make history. And bring justice to my life, love. Bring justice to the lives lost. 'Cause every day they will try to convince you that humane murder is justified. But believe me, I don't want to die. But I'm at your mercy. And you are the difference. Be the voices of the silence. And the silence stop the violence. And organize. Oh.
To Vegan Nation, wishing you a safe and pleasant day. Hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can also hear this program again at wcuw.org/community/VeganNation.